The next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Bill Cuban. The Illini are 1-0 in conference play and 4-1 overall. Illinois visits Iowa on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Well, we had an outstanding win this past Saturday against a good Nebraska team. Kids fought hard. They came back in the fourth quarter, and so we're really happy about that. But going up to Iowa, placing playing a really good Iowa team. I think up front offense, their outstanding quarterback is playing very well. Beathard, they run the ball exceptionally well, and then defensively on the defensive front is the best we have faced so far. They run around the ball. They haven't given up a rushing touchdown. So very stout. Our kids are looking forward to going up there. It's a great atmosphere, great place to play. And so we'll get our kids ready to go for a really big challenge.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, just going into a little further detail on Iowa, obviously they have 5-0 so far this season and have been playing well the last few weeks. What have you seen on film, and what are you telling your team to get ready for this weekend?
Well, the biggest thing to me is that they're very sound. They play hard, and they're really well coached. I got all kinds of respect for Coach Ferentz, watching them. And even when I was at my last place, I used to try to get Iowa tape just to watch how good their offensive line is. I think Brian does a great job with those guys. So that's a big concern. I don't know if we face a physical group like this one. And then defensively up front, you could tell they're outstanding as a group, all four of them. And, their two ends are, Meyer and Otter are exceptional. And, you take the two guys inside. Johnson's a big guy inside. Allows the linebackers to run around, make plays, and of course King in the back end. If you float it up there, he's going to make an interception. He looks like he can play wide out. So, and then going on the road. Traditionally the last few years we have not played well on the road. So we got to overcome that obstacle.
Again, if you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, your defense has turned in a number of very strong performances this year, and particularly they're ranked among the top 5 nationally in third down defense and tied for the conference lead with 7 interceptions this season. What have you seen from your defense, and kind of what do you expect for them as they continue to mature and gel as a unit for the rest of the season?
Well, there's a few things. I think maturity. I think, and then I think the defensive line, this is probably the first time I've been here where we actually look like a defensive line in terms of stature. And I think they're playing with more confidence. And, when I first got it, just relaying a message to the defense that they could be a good defense. They just didn't believe in themselves. And I think Tim Banks and Mike Fair and the defensive coaches have done a really good job of getting those guys ready to play. Offensively, we've been lacking the big play. So we've been having to do it a little bit more methodical than we've done in the past since we're out a couple of key guys. We're moving the ball on offense. We're just not scoring as much, and we're not getting as many big plays, but we're not turning the ball over. So I think that helps out the defense too. They haven't had many short fields to go against, and so the other team has to drive it a lot more, and I think that's helped them also.
Again, that's star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, what did you see from your entire offense, and specifically Wes Lunt, in that game-winning touchdown drive?
Yeah, thanks, Teddy. Great composure. I saw determination when we got the ball back. It was that they expected to win. Before, you kind of get the hoping to win type attitude. And our guys felt really good going out there. And, the big play, the Sam, really set the thing up where he got field position. But him taking control, and then the last three or four or five plays. You know, then there was a couple of penalties. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew where to place the ball, and he got a couple pass interference calls, would make it a little bit easier down there. But and then afterwards, just seeing the excitement by him, was really happy to see, because he's kind of a reserved guy, but he kind of let it all out after it all happened, and which I was really happy that he was able to enjoy that moment.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Teddy.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.